On September 18th, I got a phone call from a WXPR listener named Joan, who was in the midst of a bird emergency. A tiny bird, she suspected a warbler, was sitting lethargically near her house, and she didn't know what to do. I asked her to email me a photo so I could verify its identity, and sure enough, it was an oven bird, nationwide one of the top three victims of collisions with human structures, especially windows. Like other warblers, oven birds don't visit feeders. This one just happened to be passing through Joan's neighborhood, and her window just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Dr. Daniel Clem, who since the 1970s has spent his career researching the issues of birds colliding with windows, found that about half of all birds that hit windows are killed. Some die immediately, some by predation while in a dazed condition, and a great many from internal injuries, especially subdural hematomas and other brain injuries that don't manifest for hours or even days afterwards. So if the ones that fly off seemingly as good as new, some do end up dying, but some recover, and the least we can do is try to improve their chances. That means taking dazed birds out of harm's way. A few years ago, during fall migration, a yellow-rumped warbler collided with a downstairs window right next to where I was working at my house. Startled, I jumped up and saw it on the ground, blinking, even as a blue jay swooped in and grabbed him. To respond so instantaneously, the jay must already have learned to associate the smack of a bird on glass with an easy meal. But even when a savvy corvid doesn't happen to be right there, the longer a collision victim sits helpless, the more likely some opportunistic predator or scavenger will come by and dispatch it. So the quicker we can get collision victims out of harm's way, the better their chances of being among the 50% who survive. But what can we do to help? The first thing is to try to figure out if the bird has any obvious injuries. If it's hopping away from you with a drooping wing, it needs immediate attention from a professional rehabber. Joan's bird did not show any obvious injuries. It was simply dazed due to a probable concussion. So I told her to line the bottom of a shoebox with paper towels, make a few air holes, and put the oven bird inside. Paper towels are not slippery like bare cardboard or newspapers would be. The impulse of many people is to put injured birds near a stove or other heat source, but it's easy for adult birds to get heat stressed, so it's best to put the box in a quiet place where the temperature is comfortably cool, not hot. Darkness and quiet will help it rest. If a bird is too dazed to even try to elude you, it's too dazed to eat or drink, so don't worry about providing food and water that first day. Take the box outside every 15 or 20 minutes during daylight to check on the bird. If it flies away, all is well. If it needs more time, take the box back in. Sometimes you'll find it dead, a heartbreaking end, but you'll know you at least did your best. Don't try to release it at night. Warblers do migrate by night, but it takes time for an injured one to replenish its body fat before it can travel. And except when migrating, songbirds spend most of their night sleeping. If it doesn't fly off in the morning, it may have injuries that require professional help. Joan followed my instructions. Her little oven bird did not try to take off at all that day, but the next morning she sent me an email that read, "Good news! When I opened the shoebox outside under some low-hanging pine boughs, our little patient looked bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. He started scratching around in the leaves. I left him there for a little while since it was a very protected area, and when I came back, he was gone. He looked much more alert and strong, so I am hopeful that his overnight rest allowed him to recover sufficiently to survive." I love happy endings. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.